Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks in a way that actually makes sense for real investors. Today, we're diving deep into Strategy Inc., ticker MSTR, the company that used to be MicroStrategy and has completely transformed itself into the ultimate Bitcoin treasury play under Michael Saylor. If you're thinking about adding this to your portfolio, or just want to understand what's really driving the stock, stick around because we're covering everything from the latest earnings to valuation and long-term potential. Strategy has been making headlines nonstop lately with massive Bitcoin purchases, including another $2 billion worth that pushed their holdings over 843,000 BTC. The stock trades around $167 right now, with a market cap just under $50 billion, and it's been on a wild ride that's left a lot of investors wondering if this is still a smart way to get Bitcoin exposure, or if the risks are getting too high. At its core, Strategy operates as a Bitcoin treasury company these days. They still have that legacy software business generating license and subscription revenue, but the real story is how aggressively they've been stacking sats. Michael Saylor has been very open about using shareholder capital and at-the-market offerings to fund these buys, and the company has shifted its entire identity around holding Bitcoin as its primary asset. With about 1,500 employees and headquarters in Virginia, it's no longer your typical enterprise analytics firm. On the revenue side, their software business still brings in money through a mix of product licenses, subscription services, and circulation fees. In the most recent fiscal year, North America accounted for the majority of revenue at around $272 million, followed by EMEA at $163 million, and smaller contributions from other regions. Total software revenue hovered near $477 million, which shows the legacy operations are stable, but not really the growth engine anymore. Earnings have been extremely volatile because of fair value accounting on their Bitcoin holdings. In the first quarter of 2026 alone, Strategy posted a massive $12.7 billion net loss, or about $38.25 per share, largely driven by unrealized losses as Bitcoin prices fluctuated. That compares to an even larger loss the year before, but the swings are enormous depending on crypto prices. Despite the headline losses, the company continues to report revenue beats on the software side, and management keeps emphasizing that long-term value tracks directly with total Bitcoin holdings rather than traditional earnings metrics. During the latest earnings call, leadership highlighted how the software segment delivered solid subscription growth while reinforcing the commitment to Bitcoin accumulation. They discussed maintaining strong capital markets access through stock and preferred offerings to fund further purchases, and they noted ongoing interest in enterprise analytics as a complementary business. The tone was very much focused on the Bitcoin strategy as the primary driver, with software revenue positioned as a supporting cash flow source rather than the main event. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets have ballooned to over $61 billion thanks to the Bitcoin treasury, with stockholders' equity sitting around $51 billion. Cash and equivalents are healthy at over $2.3 billion after recent financing activity. Key ratios show a strong current ratio above 6, but return on equity has been negative recently due to those fair value losses, and the company carries a moderate debt-to-equity level around 0.18. Free cash flow has been pressured by the heavy Bitcoin investments, but the financing side has been very active to support the accumulation strategy. Valuation is tricky here because traditional multiples don't really capture what this company has become. The forward PE looks compressed in some models, but with the stock trading at a significant premium to its Bitcoin holdings at times, investors are really paying for the leveraged Bitcoin exposure and Saylor's aggressive accumulation thesis. Price to sales sits high around 107 times because of the relatively small software revenue base compared to the market cap. It's a name that trades more like a Bitcoin ETF with leverage than a traditional software stock. Strengths include the massive Bitcoin position that gives direct leveraged exposure to crypto upside and strong brand recognition in the digital asset space. Weaknesses center on the extreme earnings volatility from fair value accounting and reliance on continuous capital raises to keep buying Bitcoin. Opportunities lie in potential Bitcoin price appreciation, especially if regulatory or institutional adoption accelerates, while threats include regulatory crackdowns, Bitcoin price crashes, and dilution from ongoing equity offerings. Performance-wise, the stock has been brutal over the past year, with a decline near 60%, though it still shows a positive 50% return over 5 years. Short-term moves have been choppy, swinging with Bitcoin sentiment and news around additional purchases. The recent rebound above $80,000 in Bitcoin helped stabilize shares after the big reported loss, but volatility remains the defining feature. Bottom line, Strategy is no longer a traditional software company. It's a Bitcoin proxy with an enterprise software sidecar. If you believe in a multi-year bull case for Bitcoin and want leveraged exposure through a public company with an aggressive accumulator at the helm, this could fit a high-risk allocation. Just know that the volatility can be severe and dilution is a real ongoing factor. As always, do your own research and consider how much crypto-linked risk you actually want in your portfolio. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.